This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Monday at 7:42 in the morning, and here comes the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone. They'll help you with your home project. They have a staff of experts there to guide you through the selection and design process. They are open by appointment at 4 Bay Area locations, All Natural Stone in Berkeley, Burlingame, San Jose,
and Dublin.
And online at allnaturalstone.com. Check them out. They're nice people.
Are we getting more synchronized with our Dublins?
No, doesn't sound like it.
How about the dot coms?
No. No.
I tried to play it a little earlier. Hopefully it's, you know,
It doesn't matter. I think that's charming, right? We're all from separate sides, different sides of the bay, and we're doing the best we can. All right, here's some of the stuff that's going on. The World Series is set. The Dodgers will play the Rays. The Niners won yesterday. Good game, Niners. That was nice to see. I've got a couple quick hits here. For those of you who have followed the saga of my stolen car, It was found in Antioch. I take that back. The insurance company's car was found in Antioch. We've already, Allstate was awesome, man. They paid us on the thing. It's already out of our hands. And
right.
I guess they're going to go find out what condition that thing was left in.
They found a chassis.
Yeah, I don't know.
It has the VIN number on it.
I don't know. Antioch couldn't be farther from where they stole it, though. So clearly there's a thing going on.
Hello, Antioch.
Yeah. Hi.
Welcome to the program.
Anyway, so there's that. That's the latest on the stolen car saga. All right, so this is interesting because, you know, we're now seeing it. I saw it on weirdly, it showed up in football promotions over the weekend. I've seen it online, failed efforts to get in on the skateboarder with cranberry juice thing.
Yes.
I think where we're at now is cranberry juice is no longer just for urinary tract infections. Everybody's getting in on the game. Yay! Ocean Spray has seen huge renewed interest in their beverages thanks to the young man skateboarding down the street. Actually, Fleetwood Mac has seen huge renewed interest in their music library thanks to this.
They've got an album in the top 10 this week.
Nathan Apodaca is a skateboarder, a guy. Actually, they call him. No, crank that up. Let me hear that for a second. Everybody involved with this TikTok video is enjoying renewed or success for the first time. This Nathan kid, they call him an Idaho laborer. And apparently his car broke down on the side of the road, and that's what he was doing. He was skateboarding to work.
Got to get to work.
And he made this quick TikTok video, and it has over 46 million views.
Incredible.
And Ocean Spray is like, huh?
Thank you, Nathan Apodaca. You keep calling him a kid, but he looks like he's in his 40s.
I don't know.
He's only 30. So he's a mere 37. He is a kid, Vinny, as far as we're concerned.
But they're saying that they are thrilled with the success that they're enjoying thanks to this guy's TikTok video. The only problem, this is the problem they're up against, and this would be the same for anyone, is you can't manufacture this success as easily as you'd like to.
No.
It can't be reproduced. This is sort of lightning in a bottle type thing. Ride the wave.
Yep.
But I wouldn't increase supply too much. I think you'll be back to the common urinary tract infection remedy very soon.
Well, people like it in their drinks. People like a splash of Cran.
Oh, right.
So, okay. You know, it's there. We have Ocean Spray in the closet, in the pantry. Because
someone needs it with their vodka.
Well, John needs it with his vodka.
Ah, I see.
He likes that.
Anyway, I just thought I'd mention the viral video on TikTok has Ocean Spray riding a wave.
Well, congratulations to them, and I hope that it continues, and I hope that Nathan Apodaca also never fades into obscurity, and that we're still talking about him in 10 years.
Was interesting because because of social media and because of the ability for people to just savage someone from their phone, you know, my opinion of what you just worked really hard on is you suck or that stinks or I hate it. That can just absolutely ruin you. And for artists who are already probably very sensitive, I fear that they're now being pushed even more so online because there's no place to go play.
Feedback is, and feedback is tough to take. And if the problem with feedback is the good stuff never sinks in. It's that one mean thing.
Right, right. So I thought this was kind of interesting. I don't know this Elizabeth Gilbert, but she's the author that wrote Eat, Pray, Love. Do you know that?
I didn't read that book. That seems a little overhyped to me.
She wrote that and a few other books, and she did an advice column on when to let someone give you advice.
Oh.
So one of the things you hear from someone is, can I be honest or can I be brutally honest? Or someone will say, be brutally honest. Let me have it. I need to know.
Right. They don't mean it. By the way.
Right. They don't. And that's the point. So she goes on to say in her 20s, she had a friend who loved to be brutally honest with her. But she realized that when someone asks if they can be brutally honest, they tend to go heavy on the brutal part. So she came up with four questions you got to ask yourself before you value anyone's feedback. And this is not just, in my opinion, this crosses every avenue. I really feel like you do need to consider where it's coming from before you allow someone to take your outfit or your hairdo or the song you wrote and just tear it apart and leave you not, you know, giving up entirely.
Ow.
Right. So she says, yes, that feeling.
Ow.
These are four questions that she asks herself before she puts value on anyone's feedback, whether it be on her writing or her life in general. So these are the questions you got to put to someone before you let their opinion ruin your day.
Okay.
Do I trust this person's taste and judgment?
Sometimes I do think in my head, like, who's that person to say?
Exactly right. Often, we don't know where that's coming from, and we don't know how their life is going.
Right. Sure.
So you might say, oh, this person doesn't like my shoes. Well, what are they wearing?
Yeah.
And consider
people,
that.
They just want to say something to you because they're feeling bad about themselves. Just like, let's tear this person down to how I'm feeling.
What's weird is I was having this. So I tell these stories to my daughter all the time. And I was having this sort of story that I manufactured in my head on the spot, kind of at the dinner table. But it was about hitting that puberty age and the way people will move off of you as a friend or move, you know, and you see that. I see that actually, or I saw that actually more with girls than boys. But nonetheless, it can be very brutally difficult to grow up from, say fifth grade through. And so this is something I'm going to share with her because it's very important that you do trust someone's judgment and you don't just
take it to heart.
Whatever is said to you to heart. That's the first one. Do I trust this person's taste and judgment? Do they understand what I'm trying to do?
Mm.
Do they genuinely want me to succeed? So are they helping me? Or
just
are they
tearing
just
me down?
Kicking me in the Richard because they can.
Mm.
And are they capable of delivering the truth in a sensitive and compassionate way? Meaning, even though they have to get to a core point, they don't just crush your heart because they can. She says
what
the last
it?
One's most
praise,
important.
Praise, praise, upgrade.
Wasn't that
praise,
a way
upgrade,
to get your
praise?
Your husband still, to that, actually it's perform
work,
worth
it
a,
works.
You know what, in bed?
Yes, but that actually does in general, in anything that you want to give someone criticism about. Is it praise, upgrade, praise?
Yeah, I think
I
so.
Forget
it's
it.
Just so much easier to take when someone says, look, this is great. This could use a little work. But you're amazing, or, you know, whatever it is.
So those are some things to consider. That's from Elizabeth Gilbert. She's a writer. I don't know her stuff, but I do think that in general, you want to make sure that someone has any kind of credibility with you in general before you take it to heart and let it destroy what you're thinking.
Yes.
And, you know, as far as going into music or art, that's you got to be a stubborn lunatic in the first place. To want to do something where you're putting your heart out there and it's super competitive and very difficult. And people will tell you you suck and you still got to go, no, I'm going to keep doing this.
Right.
I believe in myself. I'm going to make this happen.
Yeah. And it's just, that's actually great advice. Sort of take a look at where that's coming from, what that person's situation is. Sometimes it's just jealousy.
Right. I wanted to mention this. A question or a little article was up about if you've been to the dentist yet this year, and a new study found you shouldn't be too worried if you've been putting it off. They're doing a really good job. I put it off the first time. I went, I don't know, a month ago now, but they were really careful. So I thought, you know what? For those of you who keep kicking that can down the alley, you may want
to. I need to go.
They are doing a really good job, and this isn't any one particular dentist. But the one I did go to did great. And I would consider, I mean, we're home.
Uh-huh.
Get that thing checked off your list.
God. I know.
Where am I time-wise? Oh, that one's too, okay. Oh, here's another one that's I thought, oh, geez, this is what it's come to, huh? But we see it. 52% of Americans would consider living out of a van or RV after everything that's happened during the pandemic.
Yeah.
We see it.
I have considered it.
You what? Well,
no. Sure.
No,
get an RV. Get the hell out of here. Sell everything. No more property taxes. No more worries about your house burning down.
You love houses. What are you talking about?
I know. So I'll drive my RV to some place and rent something. I don't know. I mean, it's stupid. I wouldn't do it, but.
Conversation with Anita like 2 days ago.
Oh, yeah? What'd you say? What'd you guys talk
about? Well, I was like, look at this. This is super cool. It was like one of those little Sprinter vans. And I was like, look what they did. We could just like. And she was like, no, I can't. There's no way. Like, you know, it seems fun.
It does seem fun. Probably it seems more fun than it actually is.
Here's the problem. And actually, I'll tell you something. Not to get too serious about a subject at 7:53 because I'm running out of time.
Oh,
but
just do it.
But, you know, as Gavin and other politicians in California, they keep saying, oh, we've got to figure out how to get more affordable housing is their big, the word, the catchword or phrase. And yet there's no such thing in California. You're kidding yourselves. What people are turning to is what Bryn just said, the Sprinter van or the RV.
Yep.
And unfortunately, and the reality is that Newsom and others need to come up with places where people can park these things.
Yes.
Because other people's neighborhoods is unacceptable and you're starting a war if you don't actually look at this and come up with a place where people can park.
And not just to park, but to have some, there needs to be electricity and water.
Right. And what happens here in Santa
Cruz, a pump truck that comes around,
is they've been moving these little RV towns
camps
that they
right.
let. They accumulate, they find out, word gets out that they're allowed to park in a part of town, and then it gets overrun, and then eventually the city has to come in and say, you guys got to move, we got to clean all this trash that's been built up here.
Yep.
But that is an ongoing reality that is probably costing every town. I don't know what it's doing to their budgets. Probably completely got them upside down. That's what needs to happen, because this is what people are doing.
Yeah.
Over half of Americans would consider it. Well, plenty of people are saying, if I can't afford an apartment and I've got a little money left, I'm going to get this place, this van, this.
Right.
And those Sprinter vans are killer, no doubt.
They are. There's no question. And those are, and they drive like a regular car, you know?
Well, they're overrunning beach communities, especially people who are like, you know what I pay in property taxes? You can't park in my front yard. No.
Yeah, it's, listen, with what I pay in property taxes, I could go buy a Sprinter van outright.
Right.
It's like, you know what? How about I don't pay those anymore? Let someone else
I would
pay
read
those.
Some text, but I'm out of time. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Music news. I have some really good stuff right after this.
Cool.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.